Welcome to the WEEM Staff Year in Review Final Vodcast. In this vodcast, the staff formed groups and talked about their experiences in radio, favorite moments, and what comes next for the departing seniors. First up, we have First Period.
Welcome to our final vodcast here at 91.7 WEEM. I'm Gracie Wolf, and I am joined by
Ryan Davis,
Elena Johnson,
Caitlin Cowan.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite memories, right, Caitlin?
Yeah, so we're going to start with quarter one and two, August, September, October, November, December. And we're just talking about our favorite memories throughout radio. So Gracie, you're going to go first.
Oh, I'm going to go first.
You're going first.
There's so many like good memories though. Like I love radio, if you guys can't tell. but I would have to say my favorite memory is obviously being promoted to operations manager. I was very honored to have that position. And it was like very different from like programming director because, you know, programming, you stick with programming, but operations manager, you have to look at all the departments and be like, oh, wow, what's social media doing? What's sports doing? What is everybody doing? Yeah. You know? So I loved working with everybody. So yeah, I would have to say that's my favorite memory. What about you, Ryan?
I have a few different ones. The boys Garen Catholic game for basketball, I think that was a really cool game to broadcast. I'm in the sports department.
Yeah.
Me and Dawson Peril did that game. It was a very close game. It was a lot of fun to do. And then I had seventh period last semester, and it was just fun with all those guys.
Yeah, that was chaotic.
To mention Jackson Todd, Braden Folk, Dawson Peril, and Aiden Wilson.
Yeah.
Those are the five right there.
The five. All right.
The five.
What about you, Lena?
I'm going to have to say a Mr. Whitehair's birthday because we all came in and like decorated the room and surprised him. And then JC bought him a birthday princess sash and he had to put it on and everybody started taking pictures of it.
Oh my gosh.
It was pretty fun.
That sounds hilarious. I love that. Like a little princess. What about you, Caitlin?
He's a pretty princess. My favorite memory is homecoming because that's when we had our first WEEM float ever. You know, it was just really fun. We had a float building day and everyone got to bond. And the day of the float, Kennedy broke one of the nameplates.
She broke it?
She broke it. She was like, I think she was trying to catch a balloon that wasn't even ours. And so she tipped over and she broke Michael's nameplate.
Oh,
R.I.P. Michael.
Yeah.
But it was so funny. Another memory that I loved so much was when we were doing Halloween imaging.
Yes.
For some reason, some of the guys started making sound effects.
Oh.
And it was hilarious.
Yes.
They were so, especially Talon. He was making a witch noise. And it was so funny.
It was like, happy Halloween.
Yeah.
In a really high-pitched voice.
It was hilarious.
That was funny. I remember Trace, he came up to me and he went, how dark can I go with Halloween? And I went, no, not that dark. I said, not that dark.
No. Okay,
like, we had an incident before where, we won't get into detail, but we had someone in programming before make something that was really dark and it had something to do with a baby. I'll leave you up to your imagination. And so we just had a ban, like, no, we're not doing scary. This is like corny stuff. And, you know, those guys recording those sound effects.
We have the sound effects to do very dark stuff.
We're not doing it.
Exactly.
We're not doing that. No. We're done with that. Nope.
oh my goodness.
Okay, this is just too funny. Okay, so let's move on to third and fourth quarter. What's your guys' favorite memories from that? Let's start with you, Ryan.
I don't have a really favorite thing. I like interviewing everyone that I can. Also being able to mess with Braden again.
What do you do with Braden?
Just beef with him. Beef
Poor
with him
Braden.
On everything. We just beef with each other, yeah,
oh my
basically.
Gosh. Yeah, you talk about, like, get off rookie, get off the rookie.
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
Basically. Oh, my
gosh. That's
okay.
Funny.
Lena?
Freshman orientation, when we all came in here and, like, we taught them and just had a great time with them.
Yeah, that was
so fun.
That was fun, like, having our own little, like, table and then.
I was so quiet because I was so nervous, so.
Yeah, no, because it's like, oh, I have to talk to people, but, like, I have to talk to freshmen of all people. Like,
yeah.
But we did it. We talked to them, guys.
It was so fun, too, because, like, when we made that TikTok, you spinning Michael in a chair, and yeah. It was so funny.
Yeah, and Sam was telling me to talk, and I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Because he was recording me, so I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, that was the night I found out I was going to be in podcast, and I was like, wait, really?
Yeah.
He told me in front of all these freshmen, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I guess I'm doing that, guys.
Like, yeah, that was really funny. For me, it would be transitioning into being a podcast director, being in podcasts in general. Like, it's been so fun. I love podcasts, and I honestly didn't think I would.
Surprise.
Just because, like, so many people were just like, oh, it's podcasts. You have to do so much work. But I love doing work for 91.7, and now that I'm the director of it, I'm very excited for, determining its future almost, yeah. But like planning for it and doing all of these things for it. I'm very excited for next year, season 5. It's also really sad because I'll be a senior, but
hey, at least you get to make your mark on podcasts.
Exactly. So yes. There you go. Very excited for that. Yeah. So.
And like, I love the game episode that we're doing right now.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun.
It's going to be just us, like, not trashing each other, but kind of like roasting each other
we're
in a sense.
We're just being so silly.
We're just being silly.
It's great because we get to be silly with each other and, you know, yeah.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of like the afternoon show a bit. You know, yeah, like it has that kind of format.
Yeah.
But we're not like doing teas. We're not doing weather or anything like that. We're just like.
It's the fun part of the afternoon.
It's the fun part. It's like the actual, we get to talk and have a conversation starter part. So mm-hmm. 20 questions. Never have I ever. Two truths and a lie. And what's the fourth game?
Would you rather?
That was crazy.
That was a crazy game of would you rather.
I bet.
Talon came up with the most random stuff.
What? Like what?
Would you rather have a 100 baby duck-sized elephants, or would you rather have a giant, like, elephant-sized duck? I said 100 elephants because they're so cute.
This is like his "would you rather" question. Like, would you rather have
so Sam and I
monkey?
Did, yeah,
in the car
Sam and I did radio. Chicken? Would you rather questions, and then Talon just came up with random ones. So we had to have some variety. So it's fine.
It's fine. Okay. Okay. All right. I get
totally
that.
Totally fine. So what was your favorite memory, Gracie?
Good question. So I would have to say it was making the Twisters video, like the product video that we made. It was very fun to make because it was kind of like a challenge, you know, like we've never done anything like that before. So we just like came up with it. We contacted Twisters and we were like, we'd love to like do a spot production for this like IASB competition. That was what it was for. And so Talon, Layla, and I went over there. We got like all these drinks. You should have seen us carrying these drinks into the school because like we just, they're not the most like sturdy holders.
They're not.
No. So like we just were holding it and it was like super cold out. So we were just like walking back and
just
then
shaking while holding the cold drinks.
At least I was. I don't like being cold. And so that was just funny. And then when we were filming it, that was hilarious because we couldn't puncture. We had like a straw sequence, like, you know, put the straw into the cup and we couldn't do it.
Yes.
We couldn't do it.
Sam and I went to Twisters yesterday and he had to like take off the lid and put the straw in because it was spilling everywhere. And I was like, guys.
Well, we just couldn't get it in.
Like, yeah. It was just like, I don't know.
We were like, how difficult. Much force do we have to do? Because we didn't want to break the cup or anything like that. So we were like, okay, nope. Do another take. Nope, do another take. That took us longer than we wanted to. But it was really fun working with After Effects. Like, Talon kind of introduced us to that. Layla, you know, she's a pro at Premiere Pro. So, pro at Premiere Pro.
Can I just say, the drink that I got was called Boring Husband. It was just a vanilla Coke.
I mean, it's pretty boring.
But like husband, why would you call it a husband?
I feel like husbands do that. They just want a boring vanilla Coke. I don't.
Fair enough, I guess.
I guess you're a husband now, Caitlin.
Lovely, and I love drinking. But no, that sounds wrong. Anyways, I love that drink. I didn't get it yesterday, but it's fine. It was so funny. That's a hilarious name.
It is. They had like a ton of fun names. They have like Jaws. We did Jaws. Anyway, and then Dancing Queen, and then we had the Arabian. We
Pretty
had
Pretty Princess.
No, we didn't actually have that. We had
French, well, I know, but that's one of the names.
Yeah, that's one of them. We had French Lick, and then we had Creamsicle. That was like our five drinks. I think we had six, but I'm not remembering the sixth one. But yeah, that was our drinks, and it was just really fun to promote. But anyway, we're going to move on now from memories to advice that we would give to ourselves if we had to go back during the beginning of the year, right? Think about that. Think about August. What would we tell ourselves? Ryan, what would you tell yourself?
I would say be able to focus on my broadcast more like before, because when you're in the game, it's kind of tough to like remember all the names like of the numbers and stuff like that for different teams. And yeah, I think if I were able to say anything, it would be to try to memorize those more, I think would be the biggest one.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to do. So the fact that you guys do that, that's like cool, because you have to, they're moving around and you're like, I'm number 34. I mean, 35.
Shout out to the sports staff, because that is a hard job. It's the hardest department to do, because like I just can't, can't cooperate with that. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, you have to keep track of what everyone's doing. So props to you, Ryan.
Thank
you got it.
Round of applause for Ryan.
Shout out to Dawson. Shout out to Dawson.
Okay, both. Let's do everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
All right, Lena, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself to not be afraid to try new things. And if you fail, don't give up. Just try again, because I sometimes give up and it's just... Never works out.
Yeah, you got to push forward, right? Mm-hmm. That's some good advice. You know what? Listen to her, guys. She knows what she's talking about. She's like, never give up. I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Never give up. Sorry. So for me, I was so different at the beginning of this year compared to now. Not like I don't know, maybe a bad way. I just stressed out over everything this year, literally for no reason. And I regret it because I like missed out on so many like funny moments. Like there were so many moments where like I was just depressed and Layla was just like having a party and trying to joke with everyone and I was just not having it. And I regret doing that because like I was just stressing over nothing, over stuff that like... didn't matter, and I was just afraid that wasn't going to work out, but it did. So I would definitely tell myself to not stress out over little things and just definitely take it one step at a time, because I'm a huge overthinker.
Yeah, no, I get that. So. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I love that you recognize that now. And now senior year, now you know what to do, right?
Yeah.
Not stress over the little things, right?
Yes, exactly. I'm very excited for senior year. Hopefully it won't be that stressful. I'll try not to make it stressful.
No, senior year is like the most chill year. So
yeah,
just wait until you get senioritis, though. That was me. If I had to go back and tell myself something in August, I would tell myself, you're going to get reverse senioritis, which means like I got it the first half. I didn't want to like really come to school. I swear radio was like the only thing that kept me going.
Yeah.
So and now I'm over here like trying to finish off strong. Like it totally like reversed on me. I was like, oh, gosh.
Because
like,
it finally hit you like these are your last months in the school. It sounds like you're dying.
These are my last months. I'm going, guys. You'll never see me again. No, I'm oh my gosh, no. But I would just tell myself too that there's a lot of opportunities that are going to come my way, and just seize those opportunities because I won't get them again. So
for sure,
just make use of my time here because this is like my last few days, like my last year. So I want to really make the most of it. So I think I have, but I could always have done it a little bit better. So yeah, that's my advice. I love all of your guys' advice. So yeah.
Very real.
Very real.
Very real.
What am I doing after high school? Okay, I'm going to Ball State University.
Chirp, chirp.
Yeah. And I'm going to be studying media production. So yay. I'll get to join all different types of programs. I'm hoping to maybe join radio again there and maybe do some esports. I think that'd be something really cool.
Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that.
Yeah,
that
no, they have a really cool program, and I think that'd just be fun to kind of tackle. So, like, I definitely want to do that. And yeah, hopefully they just kind of lead me to what I want to be. I mean, in game, I want to be a TV producer, so and have my own production studio. So hopefully Ball State can give me some good opportunities for that. But don't you worry, I'll be back. You guys will see me next year. Don't you worry, I'll probably pop in and be like, hey guys, this out of the blue, like Gracie just spawned or something like that. So
Gracie is on the premises.
She's in the house.
So she's in the house.
But yeah, that's probably what I'm going to be doing. So yeah, I think that wraps it up, right? We talked about our memories. We talked about advice we'd give ourselves, and we talked about my career choice over here. But Anyway, thank you guys so much for tuning in into this podcast. Again, I'm Gracie Wolf, joined by
Ryan Davis,
Lana Johnson,
and Caitlin Cowan.
Thank you so much for tuning in, and we are signing off.
Coming up next is the second period segment.
91.7 WEEM. We welcome you here to the final project. I am Zion Palmieri, sitting alongside
Kennedy Quinn,
Lacey Sneed,
and Bella Myers.
And today we're going to talk about our experiences in WEEM. I know I'm here with two seniors and another sophomore. So we've got a lot of different headspaces and different opinions. So to start off, what is your guys' favorite memory?
I would personally have to say the morning show. So I was in charge of music and like finding music and putting it into the system. So that was fun. But it's also really hard to find music that's appropriate.
You basically turned into the music master.
Music master. So true. If you did not know, that is the program we do use. So yeah.
That sounds like an annoying, grueling job, and I'd get tired of it very quick.
No, because I find songs and I need it approved by like the teacher, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes she says no and I don't really understand, but I also do. But it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What about you guys?
Mine would be making fun of Mr. Whitehair or or just like being on air. I like being on air a lot.
So true.
Yes.
I mean, he has a lot of things to be made fun of for, so gotta get them all. Yeah. Gotta catch them all before the end of your year, okay?
Yes.
For me, I'd have to say probably like at the beginning of my senior year, like starting like to make posters by my hand instead of using like Canva and stuff, and making animations definitely got to be my favorite.
Which one was your favorite, like specifically?
So I did a baseball animation. I think I made it like a month or two ago, and that one was my favorite. And I can never compete with myself.
Are you using those anywhere? Like, because you're not going to be in high school?
A portfolio, maybe.
So the college I applied for, we don't have like a portfolio. So I'm not really sure what.
For the future, though, maybe?
Yeah, I feel like by then, like I'll be in my first year of like animation school, and I'll be like, these suck. But you know, for me now, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
What about you, Zion?
My favorite first memory was probably my first play-by-play. It was in Delta with Lucas. I think it was girls basketball. And we had awful seats, so I had to stand the whole time. And it was like not a lot of fun in the moment, but afterwards I had so much fun that day. It was awesome. So probably that. There's a couple others though, because like basketball season was fun. I never got to do a game for football season, but obviously since I'm in sports, that's going to be the most fun thing for me. But moving on, what are your guys' careers? What are you moving on to next? Of course, Lacey and I are sophomores. But for you guys, what's the next step?
You mean you don't already know what you're going to do, sophomores?
No.
You should have your whole life planned already.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to Ball State University for animation. And, you know, after that, probably, like, this is, like, my plan now, but I'm obviously, like, open for it to change. Like, I don't really care that much, but I would like to do like something with like art directing and like not actually doing the animation, but like telling people to do the animation, you know?
You want
to like,
outsource it to other people.
Yeah. Supervise it and make lots of money. That's what I want to do.
I'm also going to Ball State. I want to be like a music producer, producing the music. That's how I got the job for finding songs, because it kind of helps me with that too. But yeah, I want to do that. Me and Kennedy are rooming together, actually.
Oh yeah, we are. You guys have any idea?
Yeah,
any, I do. Like, what is it?
I want to be a cosmetologist.
Oh yeah, that seems like a really cool job.
Yeah, I like doing hair and makeup and stuff.
Don't you have to go through like a lot of training to get to that point?
It depends, kind of.
Mm. Would you go to like Summit?
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to Summit.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I know there's places like that are close.
Mm-hmm.
For me, though, again, I'm keeping it broad. I just said sports media because I don't really know. Everything I do here, I have a lot of fun with. So I'm like, maybe I can just do something with that. Probably at Ball State. But since you guys both chose Ball State, I know you're dorming together.
Yeah.
How much went into that decision to like choose to dorm together and go into Ball State? And did that affect each other?
I feel like we're just like, hey, want a room together?
Yeah. it was really easy. We're best friends, basically. So, like,
yeah,
it was kind of easy.
Hey, do you want a room together? I guess. Okay.
And then if that eventually works out, maybe, like, when we're sophomores or whatever, we're allowed to go off campus into, like, apartments. And if we're still
If we don't hate each other by the end of the year.
Yeah, if we don't hate each other by the end of the year, we're probably going to move to like maybe an apartment off campus just a little.
Are you not allowed to go off campus as a freshman?
Mm-mm. Unless you're like commuting, no.
That's wild.
I know.
They make you get the experience. You don't have a choice.
That's awful.
But then we'd have like our own space, so that's good.
Yeah.
But moving on, so we are at the end of the year for this year, literally. how have you guys improved since the start to now?
I personally, well, from freshman year, since we're seniors, you know, I might as well expand on it. So I've actually, like, I feel like I've upped my radio voice. Like, I used to be really, like, shy, I guess.
On 91.7.
And I've also... I think I've been a part of programming all 3 years that I've been advanced. So I've really advanced in...
You advanced in advance.
I've really advanced in programming and doing like legal IDs and jingles for the radio. But based off of from the beginning of senior year to now, it would definitely be upping my... programming game. And again, that I get to choose those songs, I feel like, yeah, I feel like just choosing them, and I feel like I've gotten better at choosing them. So
that's true. That's very true.
What about you guys?
I feel like I talk to more people, because like when I first joined, I was like really quiet and stayed to myself and just like got my work done, and now all I do is yap.
Yapper.
I yap a lot. I talk a lot.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Yep. Yep.
For me, from my freshman year, because I'm also a senior, I'm just thinking about how when I was a freshman, I literally did no work, okay? Like, I just sat in there, got like a D minus in intro to radio, barely passed. Somehow I made it into actual radio. And now I do a lot of work. And also, I think another thing for me is like improving, like in voice tracking for the morning show. I know we've been doing that since our sophomore year. And whenever we first started, we're kind of like, 91.7, here's the weather, bye. And
yeah.
Now we have like actual conversations about everything, and I think it makes it a lot more fun. And I feel like I'm less shy because I got used to like my voice and talking to people. So yeah.
For me, I'd say my editing skills are a lot better for like video and stuff, because I'm happy to do a ton of that, especially now with the podcast and stuff like that. Slowly getting better at calling games. Like you guys have slowly had to develop my radio voice. I sound like white hair when I talk on broadcast. It's so funny. But yeah, it's just slowly learning. Of course, we're only sophomores, so I plan to stay in this program for as long as I can. So yeah.
Super senior?
No, not that long. Not that long. I'm going to tap out by then. So moving on next. So any surprises that you guys had, of course, coming into the class or coming into this year or what?
Any of you want to go first?
I mean, I'll go first. When I was in intro to radio, I don't think I realized that it was like actually like a radio class, because the first semester we had a different teacher and we just did like a bunch of like video recording. And like whenever our teacher that we have right now came in, I feel like we didn't actually go like come down here, and he didn't like show us around. And so I feel like I didn't realize that we were going to be in here. And I think I looked at my schedule and it said like radio and TV was in a different room. I'm like, oh, that's weird. Why is it in a different room?
Wasn't it in like the industrial room at one point?
I think me and Bella's first day, our like radio class was like all the way in like the
industrial hall.
Yeah. That was like only for one day. That was so weird.
Like he made us go up to the other room.
Yeah.
That's so weird. I know. Considering what it is now.
Like, yeah. I think like, it was in Mr. Maybe Jesse's, like, you walked in and then you had to go through another room to get to it.
Yeah.
It was really weird.
I feel like you guys were just so prepared. Like you came in and you like had your little interviews to get into advanced. Like I didn't know anything.
Not at all. I had no clue what I was interviewing for or what. They just kind of tell you show up.
Show up. Do good.
Mine would be that we still have to write imaging, since in the intro class we wrote like a lot of imaging and we still have to do it now. And I thought that was surprising.
You're in imaging.
I know. Well, I know, but like
I'm in sports, I haven't written a single piece of imaging.
Okay.
Maybe it's like we just have to do it.
Sports.
No.
I'm okay. I don't know a lot about sports.
Neither do I.
I would also have to say writing imaging, but like yes, I'm in programming. But like I feel like my freshman year, I feel like we didn't write a bunch of imaging. Like,
I feel like the surprising fact is you have to like rewrite it for the same holidays over and over
again. I know, like, and you run out of ideas, and then you have to like reword everything so it makes it look new. It's a struggle. It's really hard. Like, you get it.
It's, yeah,
it's really bad. Yeah,
being in that program sounds awful. Like, it's you're really just something. Looking at a blank Google Doc all day, and like, I need to do something.
I'm surprised I get it done in enough time.
Yeah. For me, though, I'm just going to say, like, I didn't expect to have as much fun as I'm having here. I've made a ton of new friends. Like, I came into this class with not an inkling of an idea of what I want to do after high school, and now I kind of have one. So I was like, this is better than nothing. So that's exciting. So that was my surprise. That was pretty much it.
Surprised into a career.
I mean, that's how it tends to happen, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's how movies work.
That's true. That's true.
But with that, we are at time. So thanks for joining us. I really don't know where this is going. So I'm Zion Palmieri here with
Kennedy Quinn,
Lacey Sneed,
and Bella Myers.
And yeah.
Coming up is the fourth period segment.
For the dream team, we got Trace Freehill, Lucas Williams, Ethan Lincoln, Zion Palmieri. Oh, wait, you already listened to him. Forget that. And of course me, Sam Duffer. Welcome to the fourth period vodcast final. I am Sam Duffer here with
Trace Freehill,
Lucas Williams,
and Ethan Lincoln.
And we are fourth period, but we are the third segment as there is no third period vodcast. But, you know, we're just going to talk about, you know, our time in radio, especially this past year. For me, senior year, Trace, sophomore, you're almost junior, Lucas and Ethan, junior years. But, you know, we're just going to talk about that and kind of talk about how this year has been, some highlights from it, some surprises, and go from there. So let's go ahead and start with highlights from this year. And who wants to go first?
Okay, I kind of talked first.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so my highlights was, so after I joined the social media team on accident, I got trusted to make a couple of skits, and somehow at least one of them ended up, it turned out good. And that was a surprise. That was my surprise.
That was your surprise. And I mean, Trace, you're also in social media.
Yeah.
You didn't start in social media, if I remember correctly.
No, I did not. I started in programming.
Oh, I love this story.
Trace, why'd you start in programming?
Okay. I went in here thinking that you had to be in programming to do on air. And so I chose programming for that.
And for the record, that is not true. You can just do on air from any of the departments, except for sports now. You guys don't have those rotations currently.
Yeah, I mean, we did at the beginning of the year. And, you know, I'd go on with like Michael or something, another sports member. But now, you know, it kind of got a little bit more busier doing your own sports thing. So,
yeah, because you guys have to get the coaches show. You have to get inside the playbook. A lot of things you have to get.
Yeah.
And was that the only highlight for you, Ethan?
No. I was pretty happy with what I got for our Weem Secret Santa.
Oh, the Secret Santa. And who did you have, Ethan?
I had Layla.
He had Layla, which was very entertaining to watch the both of them try and figure out who they wanted to, or Layla trying to figure out who she had and Ethan trying to figure out what to get Layla. Do you remember what you got her?
A $40 bottle of stress-free essential oil.
Yeah, he got her. It was like this big. And that's what he got her as a gift. I actually think Christian went out after the fact to get a proper gift. And you look so confused during the meeting. You're like, wait, that's not the gift. Yes, it is. Ethan, hush.
Just because it's expensive doesn't mean I have to be big.
The limit was $20, Ethan.
Hey, I'm not the one that spent the money. It was my parents' money. So technically it was free.
No. We're going to move on from that. Lucas.
Ooh, so I think one of the best highlights, just doing my first game, as I said, I'm in sports sports department. So first broadcast, I didn't do football. I did basketball, and like I still remember the date, November 28th. It was against Westfield. It was just an amazing time. You know, your first time like being on air for a long time. And it was just amazing. And just the basketball season as a whole, it was different than football. Because, you know, you start with football and you do the front sheets and you do all that. But basketball, it's a lot more quick. And, you know, I just really loved it. I love basketball. Probably one of my favorite sports to watch, not play. And
yeah.
A little too short for that, but.
What do you mean? You're 6'3".
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, just round it up.
Tallest
just
guy here.
Tallest guy here. And you know it's memorable and it's a highlight because you were able to tell us the date and who it was against and everything.
Okay, quick question. Do you remember the score?
No, but I remember Pendleton lost. It was, I want to say like 53 to 38. That's a very
it,
like.
Is it sounding like a boys basketball is what I'm hearing?
Yeah, it was.
See, he said loss and I knew it was the boys basketball.
Yeah.
That after doing the announcement so long, it's a pretty consistent thing that the guys' basketball loses a lot more than the girls.
Yeah, that girls' squad is really good, but there's some fierce competition in the guys. I mean, like, New Pal, Julius Gizzy, that man is insane.
Yeah. And you said your first broadcast. I want to touch on something I remember, which is your first board op during football season.
Yep.
Because I taught you then. And that was like the first time we actually talked, Lucas.
Yeah. That was also my only board op. I've never done one since.
Yeah, you don't have to, to be fair.
Yeah, I'd rather do a broadcast.
Yeah, he has you do a graded one so you know what you're doing. I don't think Jackson ever did his, actually.
That sounds like Jackson.
Like, he kept postponing it and just never showed up.
Yeah. That's about him.
That is definitely something Jackson would do, I'll tell you that.
It was. But yeah, no, Lucas and I shared a class period, yet didn't talk till like the third football game of the season because I was teaching him how to do a board up.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much me. I don't really talk that much.
Yeah.
But now that you have to get, you know, used to the people, you have to get comfortable with them. But now that I'm comfortable with you guys, I can talk to you guys. So
we can confirm he's comfortable because he is talking.
Yep.
In case that had to be clarified, Lucas Williams is talking in the radio room.
I am.
Yeah.
And jumping to our third person, Trace Freehill.
All right. I'm going to say my only highlight that I have technically wasn't this year, but it also is. It was the summer Weem camp.
It was technically your first job being advanced.
Yeah. So, but I was just in here the whole time doing podcasts.
And by in here, he means in this room that we are currently sitting in.
Yep.
For some reason.
Three hours a day.
Yeah, for some reason, I never helped out Weem camp because I've always had like a job over the summer normally. And I always assumed that for some reason, there was they just moved all the stuff outside for whatever reason.
No, there's just a second board outside for live.
Yeah, I just thought everything was outside. I was going crazy. Everything was up in tents.
Yeah, no, that... It is not all outside. That would suck to do certain jobs outside. Plus, you know, for live, we have to have someone in here to send it outside. So,
yeah,
it's got to be at least one person in here. And that's where I was. I was in the live studio all 4 days sweating. It was bad. It gets really hot in there with like six people. So
my question is, why is there like basically no AC during the summer?
Well, I mean, I think it's because the school will set
like, money.
I mean, fair. No, they'll set the heat on. It takes till about like 3/4 of the way through winter for the heat to actually start working in the building. And then it takes them into summer to start the AC working. It's really slow because it's really old. At least that's my current theory. I'm not 100% sure. It might just be because of money. It might be.
I mean, considering the fact that they won't let some people go to D26 just because they have the class year because of money. I'm pretty sure it's because of money.
Yeah, probably. But we're not here to talk about money problems, Ethan. We're here to talk about radio. And Trace, what was memorable about WEEM camp?
I don't know. It was just the environment and getting to like hang out with everybody. You know, that's how I kind of got to know everybody in advance before the year started because I didn't really know anybody all that much other than like Brooklyn.
Because she was in intro with you.
Yeah, because we had the same intro class. We sat at like the same table. And then, I don't know, it was just like doing the podcast and stuff, you know, interviewing the kids. It was really fun.
Yeah, I mean, Weem Camp was fun. I was there. I enjoyed it. It was hair-raking at times.
Yeah.
Because we just wanted to sit there and pull our hair out. dealing with some of the kids because it's K through 12.
Yep. That was the best part.
It goes from about kindergartners who can't read to eighth graders who don't want to do what they're told.
Yeah.
And it's quite the interesting procedure to work with.
Yeah, the best kids are like the fifth graders.
Yeah, because like they'll listen and they can read.
Yep.
It's very nice. And jumping from Trace, I guess it is me. This one, I think Trace can relate to, and Lucas has a funny story for, the homecoming float. Because radio finally had a homecoming float, which was awesome. And at the day of the parade, we saw Trace outside from marching band. Did you get a water from us?
I think I did. I think I took a water and some candy and I put it in my hat.
Yeah, you did. You just stole it from us. Well, I say stole. You borrowed. Not really borrowed. You took.
I don't know. Somebody just handed me one. I was like, oh, okay.
You want a water bottle, Trace? Those uniforms are so hot, though.
Yeah, because, like, you know, got to march around in September Indiana heat, you know.
In full black,
in
almost.
In full black. Basically three layers of clothing.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
It's worth it, though.
Yeah, and, of course, the homecoming float was actually memorable. I wanted to build a giant microphone on it, but unfortunately we couldn't. We also had the speakers we were going to use, which were two big speakers, but what they were connected to broke. So we had this tiny little handheld speaker held in the air by Talon playing our music. It was very entertaining. And Lucas, you were supposed to be on the float, weren't you?
Yeah, so I ended up texting Zahn. I said, hey, where's this at? And then I was actually a little bit busy. And it wasn't in the area where I was by.
Yeah.
And I just never texted him back. I actually texted the wrong number.
Oh.
I texted my aunt. And I was like, hey, I can't show up. Like, sorry about it. And she's like, what?
What? For those not understanding, he's talking about float building day.
Yeah, the actual day.
When we were building before the actual parade. He did not show up. And then... I believe you said you thought you had to help build to be on the float.
Yeah, I swear that's what he said. I'm pretty.
Whitehair might have said it, but it was not one of the rules.
That's what I heard from Whitehair.
Yeah, we had a few people get on the float without having helped on the day or even have shown up to help build. So, you know, it obviously was not a requirement, although maybe it should have been. Maybe it shouldn't have. I'm not sure. But, you know, I mean. Brooklyn helped out. Brooklyn was there to help. She helped build it. And then also Kennedy, Bella, Talon. So we had a lot of people that did help show up to be on the float, but not everyone. So we could have had Lucas Williams in the parade for the Ween float. Instead, I think we just saw you in the crowd, didn't we?
Yeah, I actually live on State Street.
Yeah, I think I threw candy at him, or at least
yeah, it was
to.
A horrible throw.
I know.
I remember it, and I was like, wow.
See, I always wondered, like, how is it so hard to throw stuff when moving? I now understand. It's really difficult. Yeah, velocity is something.
Now I'm trying to chug water while you're moving.
No, that wasn't that bad. Drinking water wasn't too bad.
Okay.
And
yeah, I guess it kind of isn't.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Anyway, let's slap together the next two. Things you learn and things you tell yourself at the beginning of the year. Ethan.
Oh, I mean, Lucas never started, but okay.
There's another one he can start on.
So did you want to say the things I learned or say things I would tell at the beginning of the year me?
We're doing them together, so just say both.
Okay, so the things I'd say at the beginning of the year is I would tell myself to start working on the IASB competition earlier.
Yeah, which is a contest we do in January. I would say you should have started working on it sooner.
Yeah, I really crammed that in last minute.
Yeah, you really did. It was not very good.
I mean, Trace didn't even finish it on time.
Yes, I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just...
No,
forgot about it, but I got it done on time.
Eli was the one who signed up for a bunch of stuff and then never did the stuff.
Okay. But something I learned is that I have more quality control now. So that's good.
Yeah, you can control the quality of stuff, Ethan.
Hey, I had terrible quality control when I started, right? It was the worst thing ever.
I mean, that's just learning, to be fair.
Like, every single week, I get an email for programming, like, fix half your imaging.
Yeah, I mean, it's just something where you get better over time. It's not an instant, I'm really good at this kind of thing, you know? Yeah.
Also, I figured out how to make stuff move in Premiere Pro. I learned how to do the animations.
Oh, the animations. The animations are neat when you get them to work.
I remember an intro we were doing a music video. I was in Talon and Eli's group. We were doing a Beatles song. And Talon couldn't figure out didn't know how to make text move. So he just kept making new text graphics and it just followed his head and it just jumped.
That's funny.
It was.
But yeah, you figured out how to make it move.
Yeah.
I'm going to go second because why not? And following the trend Ethan over here set, things I'd tell the beginning of the year me is I did not know at the beginning of the year when I signed up for podcasts, I'd have to be the director for a year. Nor did I know that the last director left me nothing to work with. So I would tell myself to be ready for absolutely zero material to work with. Got to go watch old podcasts they posted to see the setup. There was a certain person who wasn't very helpful in a...
Hey, I didn't get told anything either, all right?
You at least worked on it, though.
I got told what the topic was. And then all I did was record, put in the folder, and then Parker dealt with it.
Yeah, that was not very helpful. I had to kind of build everything WEEM Weekly is right now. But, you know, yeah, be ready for that. And stuff I've learned this school year specifically, I learned video editing because we really didn't have it last year. That's news for Lucas and Trace because you guys, this is your first year. But Ethan, you remember this. It was like the final project was the first time we really had video editing.
At least because it wasn't the final project that I first started video editing because it was closer to the, I think it was closer to the end of that year where I started editing the podcast too for Wing Weekly.
Yeah, there was like one episode put out for WEEM Weekly.
Yeah, so I did something before the final project.
Yeah, just one thing. And then, of course, I also learned running cameras so we can have it set up so we can, you know, switch between the cameras or have another person switching between the cameras, which we do not have for this episode or this segment. Yeah. But, you know, it's fun.
You know the old thing we used to do for the cameras, right? Where you could put it in so you could just switch and it records all four people.
I do remember that.
Yeah, I put it up. I was running cameras and I put it up for like the three people that were doing it all at the same time because they're having a big conversation and I forgot to hit the switch button. So it was just recording the one person that wasn't talking the entire time.
Yeah. See, this is going to look like it's switching when we finish it, but currently I'm just kind of like clicking whoever's mostly talking at each time.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on from me, Lucas.
So starting with the things I'd tell myself at the beginning of the year, there's kind of a few things. So one of the main things is just kind of how everything works. Like I kind of, you know, got started here and I just didn't really know what to do. And at some point, Mr. Whitehair told me about it. Like, he was like, oh, did you check the calendar? What? I don't remember anything about a calendar.
What calendar?
It was just all confusing. And I was just like, I don't know what's going on. Like, there's no one's telling me like, hey, here's how this stuff works.
Yeah, I don't think there was a sports calendar till Zion built one back in March.
Yeah, that was, which is so much better. Because you could just look there and you're like, oh, this
that's
is what
I have to
do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but another thing is how broadcasts work. All the front sheets and the interviews and just all the different parts of it. There's just so much that goes on with it. I mean, it kind of is a little bit complicated at first, but after a while, you just get used to it.
Yeah. So it's just like simple things on how to do this stuff going into it. So there's not as much confusion in the learning curve. You just go straight into it.
Yeah, exactly. And probably the last thing is how to edit video. And that's something I'm still learning on. But video is so much harder than audio. Like,
yeah,
you know, you do an interview and all I do is save it. And then I just, you know, cut the beginning and end and press 2. And then I save it.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's good.
Yeah, but video editing is so much more fun.
You know what, Ethan? You might just have to edit this video.
Ooh.
Or.
Please.
I think we should make Trace do it because he hates video editing.
Actually, it's going to be between Trace and Lucas because I'm having you make graphics to start off. And whoever doesn't, you know, edit some video is going to also help with graphics.
Not it.
Not it.
It's between the two of you.
I did it first.
Whatever.
So you're
I'm making graphics.
Oh, wait, I forgot things I've learned. All right. Pretty much the exact same thing as Sam. And I was looking at this and I was like, you know, I need to learn how to video edit. You know, I've slowly learned how to do it. Planning, I've definitely gotten better at that.
I did not mention that, but yeah, planning was a big thing learned this year.
And I literally just learned how to run cameras like a few weeks ago. And it's so easy. You just press a few buttons. Like, you just switch between the people talking.
The hardest part is paying attention.
Yeah, because you'll just forget at some points. You'll be like, oh, they're talking.
This morning, I was recording Dawson and Ryan, and they would, Ryan just kept like going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Each time, he's the ultimate yes man, I'm telling you. But every time Dawson would say something, and I'd get ready, I'd like click him. But he wouldn't keep talking. Dawson would keep talking, so I'd just switch it back. So there's random moments where it just switches to Ryan just nodding. It goes back to Dawson.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. You don't know what everyone's going to say. So you just, like, you really have to just guess.
Yeah, it's really on the fly. You just have to just, like, look around, pay attention to whose mouth is moving, you know?
Yeah, which is why we don't use strictly the switching cameras. And since we have his, Trace.
Yeah, so things I'd tell myself at the beginning of the year, it's kind of the opposite of what Lucas said. Mine is just calm down. It's not that hard. So, you know, I thought going into this that everything is going to be completely different than intro. You know, everything's going to be horrible and hard. But it's really just about the same. You know, he kind of taught us all we really needed to know. I mean, the only thing that's really different about it is you get multiple projects at once rather than just one thing.
Yeah, really, and there's a lot more freedom to it. It's not as many guidelines.
Yeah. So I honestly think that the advanced class is easier than the intro class was, but he definitely, Mr. Wire, he definitely set us up for success last year for coming into like programming and video editing and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, see, intro is really good to help with that.
Actually, I kind of want to add on that because I feel a little bit of the opposite.
Oh, let's hear it.
Going into sports, you do like nothing for sports in the intro. Like,
that's true. I'll give you that. The only person that actually did stuff for sports in intro was Dawson.
Yeah. So you go in there and you're like, what am I doing? Like, I don't understand. Like, first time someone told me about a front sheet, I'm like, what?
What's that?
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I don't know how to do this.
Yeah. That really only works for like programming and social media. That stuff you kind of do in advance. Even like podcasts, they've started doing more with. But when it comes to sports, that's really a territory that it's a specialized kind of thing. You can't just teach it to everyone because not everyone wants to do sports.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, aside from saying some stuff about games and some key terms, I know nothing about what you guys do or how to do it.
Yeah, I'm still learning about it. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm definitely not perfect.
Yeah, they definitely need to do more of like throwing everybody into everything in the intro class rather than it's mainly imaging that we do in the intro class. So I would think like, you know, that they should dive deeper. Like they should teach them how to use Canva, should teach them like he said, like what all the sports stuff means. I don't know. I think that would be really beneficial because not everybody is just going to jump into programming or social media. You know, there's also going to be people who are going into podcasts, you know, sports.
They have done more with podcasts though. This new intro group, they've been doing a lot more with the podcast stuff.
And specifically into like vodcasts.
Yeah.
Get a lot more video editing because at least when I was in intro, we only had the like one video project, which was the Boston project. And that was about it.
Yeah. They've had quite a few, but that's because we now have like the materials and equipment to do it.
Yeah. But going back into it, the things that I learned, never really said anything about that. I learned how to do video editing a lot better. Last year, we only had, I think, two video editing projects, which was the Boston project, the music video, you know, so those were the only two things that we got like the editing experience on, which there wasn't much there, you know, it was kind of just chopping up clips. So I learned how to do a lot more of that this year. Programming, I learned like, you know, how to level things out properly, really easily, what sound effects go good with what, you know, learned how to do on air. You know, when I was in intro, when they brought us in to like learn how to do the on-air stuff, it was terrifying because, you know, you have no idea what you're doing. You know, it's going out live. But, you know, once you get used to it, it's really like in a really simple flow. You know, everything just kind of moves. Yeah. And voice tracking, you know, I had no idea about any of that coming into here. And I picked it up pretty quickly as well.
Yeah. And they're also doing more with the intro. Like they're going to have, I think, this week, next week, and last week, they've been working more with doing on-air and voice tracking and learning it compared to what you guys had and what Ethan had, what I had going into advanced. So
yeah.
You know, one of the things I wish they'd do for the intro class is they get like a broad understanding of, hey, here's what next year's going to look like, and here's the different departments. Just think ahead of what you want to do.
Yeah.
And kind of like, you know, talk to some of those people, like talk to the directors of the department and just see kind of a understanding of what goes on.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, it's a good thing to have them more engaged with what's going on in advance so they know what they're doing if they want to come to advance. Now, Lucas, you just spoke, so let's keep you going. Let's keep these short plans in radio next year.
Well, obviously, staying in radio. I only have one more year. This is actually my first year,
yeah.
Even though I'm a junior. I didn't take any sort of WEAM, you know, my freshman year. But pretty much next year, just get more involved with the broadcasting, you know, maybe do some play-by-plays or just, you know how to do more.
Yeah.
With it. And also get better at video editing, as I've said. Not very great at it, and it just takes a while for me to do it. So I think if I get better at that, just, you know, make WEAM better.
Yeah. I mean, that's always a good thing. Ethan?
Yeah. So I'm going to be honest. The biggest reason I'm in WEAM next year is to fill, I think it's my third bucket.
The graduation pathway bucket.
Yeah. I would have done that with culinary arts, but they decided to change the graduation pathway for that class. Now I can't use it anymore, so I have to at least stay in here for at least one more year.
Yeah, the graduation pathways change almost like every year. But, you know, Ethan has to stay to fill his bucket. Trace?
All right, so fun story. I take a lot of band classes, you know. Love band, it's my passion, it's my hobby. But I actually did not have room on my schedule with all the band classes I'm taking next year to do radio next year. So I'm taking a little bit of a gap year from radio, coming back my senior year. But next year, I will not be here. So for plans in radio next year, I have in all caps, nothing.
Yeah, because he's not going to do anything in radio. I think, hope some people drag him down from band for some like interviews or something.
Yeah, I'd like to be involved somehow.
Like anytime we need an interview for marching band, I'm just going to see
not
him.
Anytime.
Well, yeah,
don't,
not anytime.
Don't do it anytime. We can't use him so many times.
Yeah.
Anyway, sticking with the last person, I don't have plans in radio since I am the senior. I have my post-high school career plans. And, you know, I'm going to Ball State, going to be a Cardinal. Chirp, chirp, Mr. Whitehair. Love to say that. I'm going to be a Cardinal, study communications, so radio broadcast storytelling, and then also study literature because I want to be an author, do some radio stuff on the side, like maybe host a podcast or something. So, you know, that's my plans for post-high school, and I'm so happy to almost be done with high school. I am so excited.
Quick question. Would your podcast be a true crime podcast?
No, it wouldn't, Ethan.
Dang.
I was one of the people back in my intro class that did vouch for wanting a true crime podcast, but I'm not going to do a true crime podcast.
I won't listen to it.
You know, I feel like, I know I'm not trying to be mean, but I feel like nowadays, like even kids like not in radio, it's just like, you know, let's start a podcast. That's just
that's true.
The last like 6 months to a year, that's all like everybody's been doing, you know, every like famous person starting a podcast, you know.
Well, because like people make fake podcasts and stuff. But the biggest thing is it's not like with everything else where you have to be constant with it. You can upload whenever as long as you don't like say you're going to schedule, don't say you're going to post every two Wednesdays, but you can just be like, hey, stay tuned for the next episode coming out sometime in the next few months. Keep watch out for that, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And once you build up enough of a following, you can do more stuff because you have more materials at your fingertips to work with. But it's a nice pathway and open door to work through to do more stuff in radio and entertainment and videography and stuff.
Yeah. And podcasts are becoming like a bigger factor in like the world. You know, I know in English, our final is to make a podcast.
Yeah.
So. It's becoming like a lot bigger of a thing.
Yeah. And unfortunately, this is the end of the period four segment for the final vodcast. But, you know, stay tuned. Period five coming up next. I'm Sam Duffer.
I'm Trace Freehill.
I'm Lucas Williams.
And I'm Ethan Lincoln.
And this is WEEM Weekly. This is 91.7 WEEM.
Coming up is the fifth period segment.
Welcome to the Period 5's final vodcast. My name's Layla Reeve. I'm a current junior,
And today I'm joined by my fellow Period 5 classmates. Say your names.
I'm Brooklyn Skyler and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Eli Oberry, I'm a senior.
I'm Talon Gillespie and I'm also a senior.
Yeah, so in this podcast, we are going to be talking about, you know, this year. We're getting towards the end of the year. Right now, it is May. We are in the month of May, which is so crazy. I feel like this year has definitely flown by. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's like really gone by super fast. So we're just going to kind of be talking about this year, going over it, which is crazy because do you guys remember us doing this same project like last year?
Yeah. Like
no.
I was not here yet.
Okay, well, Brooklyn and Eli wouldn't know. We'll get into that later. But like, Talon, you do know.
Yeah, so yeah, we did this, second semester last year?
Yeah, and it's crazy that like we're already here doing it again. Yeah, it's crazy.
And I'm doing it for the last time.
I know, that's insane. The years just go by so fast. But in this podcast, we're going to be talking about the year, obviously. You know, our favorite memories, some highlights, what's happened. Our seniors, Eli and Talon, are going to be talking about their radio career, which is crazy. Like, how do you guys feel to be at the end?
It feels weird, honestly. It feels weird to kind of be done with it after being here for, you know, 2 to 3 years.
Right. What about you, Eli?
It definitely feels weird because, like, it's been my second year being here because I did intro to radio, but I didn't do it last year. So now I'm here and just kind of feels weird.
Yeah. And it's not even like it's just radio. It's just kind of high school in general. Like, yeah, you're just
done. Being done with all 4 years, it seems like just a couple of days ago, I was my sophomore year.
Yeah, or even, like, middle school, like, being a junior and that coming up. Brooklyn, you're still a sophomore, so.
Yeah, I remember middle school pretty clearly.
But, like, it will go by fast. It's just crazy. Things go by so fast.
Speaking of being a sophomore, so, Brooklyn, you haven't been in intro, or you haven't been in advanced for very long. This is your first year here. Yeah. What would you kind of go back and tell yourself at the beginning of the year? You know, you've kind of had all this time to, you know, experience radio, make friends, that kind of stuff.
I would definitely say take all the chances that you have. I've had a lot of fun just doing anything that I possibly can in radio and made a lot of good memories doing it. So I think just take all the chances that you have and learn from it.
What have you done this year? Like, what chances, what opportunities, what, like, you know, first year in advance? Obviously, there's a big jump. For people who don't know, there's a big jump from intro to advance. Because in intro, you're, like, learning how to do stuff for advanced, but, like, you're learning the bare minimum.
It's more like projects.
Right, you know?
It's not actually doing.
Yes, it's a very project-based class. Like, you are learning the software that we use, but when it comes to time to get into advanced, like, you learn when you're in advanced. Like, you can't learn. So, like, what type of experiences, like, what opportunities have come this year for you?
I think that my favorite experience would have to be the homecoming parade. We did a big float for it, and that was really fun. I kind of got to meet and hang out with like the people I'd be spending the rest of the year with, so that was super cool. I definitely made a lot of friends that day, and also I do board ops, so
she does like all of them.
I do all the board ops, so I think that's been a really fun experience. I really like doing that. I'm talking to the broadcasters all the time, so.
Yeah, it's just like you formed really close connections. And I feel like all of us in radio, like we see each other every day. We're probably with each other for more than one period. So like you kind of do get close just because there's not a lot of us. So like being with everyone's more common. But yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely not like a normal class where you're only seeing them once a day and you're doing an assignment and then walking away to your next class. Like we see each other for.
We see each other too much.
So many hours a day. It's really funny.
Eli, you are not a sophomore. You're a senior, as we have previously mentioned. A little thing that's different about you, do you kind of want to explain it? How you were, you only took the intro class, you took the intro class freshman year?
Sophomore year.
Sophomore year. And then you didn't go straight to advanced junior. And then your only year in advance has been this year, which is your senior year. So do you kind of want to talk about what changed from like sophomore year in the intro class to senior year, and you're also in the sports staff. So, like, what has your experience been being on the sports staff?
It's definitely been fun on the sports staff because I know about all the numbers I need to put for like games.
So you do stats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do stats. I try to see what I can do if I don't have anything to do.
Yeah, you go on air. We all go on air.
So you might hear us on the radio sometimes. But what has been your favorite memory from going on air?
My favorite memory is just talking to the audience that listens to us, and try to do everything I can to make it seem more pleasing.
Yeah, Brooklyn, you have a pretty funny memory on air. Well, it wasn't really you who said it. It was name drop Dawson who said it.
Oh,
if you want to go into that story.
My first ever board op, I was being taught by Sam Duffer, and Dawson at the end of the broadcast was explaining that, was like saying, oh, thank you to our board op. And it was the first time he's ever had to say my name, and he said, Brooklyn Schuckler. And it has stuck all year. I've not got rid of it yet.
Yes, it's Brooklyn. We can put it on the screen. We'll say Brooklyn's name. Hold up your hand, and we'll put your name. That's how you say Brooklyn's name. Well, not how you say it, how you spell it.
You know, in Dawson's defense, it does look like
it
Schuckler.
It is a really... Well, okay, I don't agree with that, because Schuckler would have another, like, C or K at the end. And mine looks more like Schuller.
Yeah, I don't know how you could get Schuckler because there is no K in the name. But, you know, Dawson's
Dawson. Dawson's special. He's just special.
He's just special.
You know what, though? I will say that sports staff and social media are probably the hardest ones to transition into from the intro class, because you don't learn anything about...
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like you didn't learn how to do stats in the intro class.
No.
So that's just kind of something that you picked up on, which you've also done the coaches shows, which is like, you know, you want to explain what those are?
Yeah. So what you do is you obviously interview the coaches and you ask them questions like, how do you expect to come out of this win or lose situation and improve from the situation?
Yeah.
And talk about how, like, what's the plans to beat your next opponent and something like that.
Yeah. So those have been fun. Like, good memories there. Have you had good memories interviewing those coaches?
Yeah. So I talking to Coach Richmond during football season was fun. And talking to the basketball coach. That was fun before state, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That was fun.
Yeah, good memories with the coaches show.
Do you have a favorite?
Probably talking to Coach Richmond, because I know what I was talking about while the basketball. I just kind of just went with the flow.
Yeah, don't you also play football?
Yes.
Yeah. So like, Coach Richmond's your coach, so you kind of have like a closer connection to him through that. So
Talon, what has changed from your freshman year to your senior year in radio been like?
So my freshman year, I actually wasn't in radio at all. I was online for that year because of COVID. So I actually took the intro class my sophomore year, got into the advanced class my junior year. And junior year was kind of structured completely differently than senior year has been. Junior year was mostly just kind of like get an assignment from Layla, do the assignment, and be done with it, that kind of stuff. Now it's more of, you know, think of video ideas, you know, who we want to highlight, what people in the community we want to talk about, what businesses, stuff like that. And it's less of, do this project and be done. And it's more of collaborate with people and make the best product that you can make over the course of a couple of weeks.
And how has it been with learning the videograph so far? How has that been so far?
So it was actually at the start of the year, I started learning videography in terms of like football games is what I started with. So we'd go down to like the sideline and we'd do, you know, videography for football games, then we take it back to the studio, compile it into a video, post it on social media. Layla would always, you know, compile those up, stuff like that. But honestly, it was a great learning experience, you know, learning how to use a camera, learning how to track people with the camera smoothly and not make it look super choppy.
I mean, I would say, like, because I'm the social media director. And you've always kind of been in social media, so I've always given you your assignments. And, like, just the growth, like, there's just been so much. And, like, learning how to do video and After Effects and Premiere Pro and just, like, always learning something new and, like, always being there after school to, like, do something, like, it's just been crazy. Like,
right, like, junior year, I started with the After Effects.
Right.
That was when most of my stuff was on, you know, making intros for videos, you know, like the Thanksgiving intro I made, that kind of stuff. And then this year I completely transitioned. I don't think I've used After Effects.
Right. Like, I mean, that's Brooklyn year. Now. Brooklyn After Effects. Yay. But I just feel like it's, you can learn so much from this class, the advanced staff. There's really like no limits on what you can and what you cannot do. And like you said, like you go in getting 1 year, you were getting an assignment every day. And then now you're like, you're in the social media department. You're in the podcast department. You do media. Like you can just do so much. And it's really great experience for anybody to have that like wants to go into media in the future. Just test it out because there really is something for it. Everybody in radio.
And even if you're not thinking of going into like radio or some kind of media production, it's still a great class on how to deal with workloads, on how to communicate with people, and just learn like different like resources that you could possibly use in the future. And most people will use in the future.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Yeah, so speaking of experiences, Layla, we've not got to you yet. Do you have any highlights of the year?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know off the top of my head. I would just say just kind of seeing, because last year, because I'm a junior right now, last year I was a sophomore, obviously. No, last year I was a...
Last year I was a senior, now I'm a junior.
Anyways, not to make it too obvious or anything, but yeah. I would just kind of say that my favorite thing this year has been seeing the growth of the whole station. My freshman year, intro year, I've just kind of like look at the social media and I'd like always tell Mr. Whitehair, I was like, let me be the social media manager. Like we can make this so much more better, blah, 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 blah. He did let me be the social media manager, still am. And I feel like all the stuff that we're doing now, like it's so cool because I was already planning this stuff last year. Like, always planning how we can get better, and then finally seeing like us getting better and continue to get better is like what's the most rewarding thing and my favorite thing about this year, because it's like the whole station is like always undergoing construction, always undergoing construction, and we're always getting better. So that's my favorite thing. Ween Weekly got a new remodel, obviously. Like, we're doing this vodcast and we have ring lights on us. Like, that would have never been a thing. And I don't know. There's just so many things in the station. We have a new sports podcast, social media. We're doing more events. Like this Saturday, we're going to be at the farmer's market. Like, it's just so cool. So cool to see everything come together. And yeah, favorite memory.
Was there a manager before you?
I think that there was, but I think that there was. I don't know. Talon, would you know?
I don't think so. There might have been.
I don't know.
Honestly, we would have to ask Whitehair.
Yeah, who knows? We'd have to ask. But I would say that's my favorite thing. My favorite memory, probably just kind of always being with everybody. We just always are joking around and laughing. It's always loud. We always have to yell at each other and tell everyone to be quiet because, like, the voice levels just get so high. I'm like, stop talking. Like, I'm so surprised that we're even able to get work. Like, whenever I'm in the studio and nobody else is in here, I'm like, oh my God, I'm so productive because I kind of get distracted. Everyone starts talking, but it's just always fun. There's always like high energy in the studio. And that's just my favorite memory, just kind of being with everybody.
I think that because we're here with each other so much, we've kind of had that like bond where it's like, we can still get our work done, but we do a lot of talking and we have a lot of fun moments in the studios. Like every single period, there's something new happening.
Oh my gosh, yes. I don't even know how to keep up with all of it. Like,
oh, yeah.
You cannot not be in the radio room for one period, but like, you already know what happened. Like, mm-hmm. You just stay up to date. Okay, guys, that is our year in review. I'm Layla Reef.
I'm Brooklyn Schuyler.
I'm Eli Lidler.
And I'm Talon Gillespie.
Thank you so much for listening. Congratulations to Eli and Talon, class of 2024. Yay! Okay, and that's going to be the end of this vodcast.
Bye.
Coming up is the sixth period segment.
Welcome back here to 91.7 WEEM. This is the sixth period's vodcast. My name is Michael Hooker.
And my name is Aiden Wilson.
Yeah, so the two of us, we are in sixth period. It's just the two of us. Everyone else, I believe, has about three or four people
in
their period. But same thing as the other periods. We're going to go over our favorite memories from the year, and then what advice we would give to ourselves at the start of the year.
All right.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Let's think. So in our sixth period, we just started recording the podcast probably 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I know our next week segment is going to be fun. It's kind of been slow because sports right now are kind of just like in the middle of, I guess you could say they're
the NBA playoffs just started.
Yeah.
Go Pacers, by the way, won their first round series. Aiden salty because the Sixers got knocked out by the Knicks.
We should have won, but anyways.
Didn't have a healthy Embiid, but it's.
Yeah.
It's,
honestly, if we're going to talk about that, I would say that's probably my favorite part of this class. Me and you both pay attention to sports a lot, so we have a lot of different opinions, and so does Mr. White here. He's a bit of a, you know, a older fella, so he he's a Michael Jordan fan, and Michael, you say that he's the GOAT too, and we argue over that a lot, and I'd say, you know, that's pretty fun.
Well, it's not even that we just argue over that. It's the fact that we also argue over who's
everything else.
Everything, yeah. Like, we argue over Purdue and Zach Edey. We argue over NBA teams. We argue over football, even.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Like, I pay attention to football, but not as much as what I do to the NBA.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, that's definitely one of my favorite memories from this year. I think another one was definitely, like, I don't know, it's hard to think because, like, memories, it's like this year is different than last year.
Yeah.
Because this year I feel like we haven't done as much.
It's because, yeah, our class is like smaller too.
Yeah. So. For our period, it's just me and you.
Yeah.
So there's not much. I mean, we've been in here a few times, but we had to get pictures for.
Oh yeah.
for the podcast. I made an Almost Friday post off of one of your pictures you took of me.
Yeah. It's a professional photographer.
Yeah. So I mean, this has been pretty fun. Senior Assassins going on too. Yeah. We love talking about that.
Yeah, we have a lot of funny moments in this class, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. We make a lot of jokes too.
Which is a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
But
it is a good and a bad thing. We also make jokes with Mr. Whitehair a lot too.
Yeah.
At least he can, you know, at least he's one of those teachers that we know can like take a joke with us. Sure.
Yeah. Things we learned this year. I would say personally, I learned how to, I guess, edit the podcast more, you know, bring it all together as a whole rather than, just last year I did like the thumbnails and stuff. Yeah. So I would say, yeah, putting the podcast together, like the whole episodes, I've definitely, improved in that aspect, and as well as like the graphics and stuff. I feel like I've gotten more comfortable, and my imagination has kind of just you know, gotten wider.
Yeah, I've learned to actually do that, like just video edit, because like beforehand, like I knew bits and pieces, like I knew how to, okay, I can put a video in here, put a little bit of audio behind it, boom, put it together. Yeah. There we go. I knew how to do like some video transitions, but I didn't know how to do graphics, didn't know how to do all that. I learned how to do that. Basketball season this year.
Yeah.
That was actually fun, like doing the games sometimes.
Yeah.
I did mainly girls, but I did like a couple boys games here and there.
Yeah.
We had a couple games together. Those were fun. I think one of our computer home screens is me and you.
Oh, for yeah. And we both looked so tired because that game went on for so long.
Yeah, it was senior night for the girls at home against Yorktown it was. And it was like the third.
It was a close game the whole game.
Yeah, it was a close
game. And their one point guard just wouldn't stop making shots.
Yeah. And then the third quarter hits, like we're halfway through it and we get to a break. And I think JC caught a picture of us leaning back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great picture because we're like both just over it.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we don't want this game because we don't want the game to go into overtime
because
it was already late enough as it was because it was like a Tuesday night.
Exactly. It was the middle of the week.
those were the hardest games because middle of the week, you're just ready to move on with the week.
Yeah. You're ready to go to school, go home and go to bed.
Yeah.
Not stay awake till 10:30 at night watching a high school overtime.
Oh, you didn't go to Shelbyville for either boys or girls.
I don't think so.
Yeah. So I had to do both the boys and girls game that was at Shelbyville.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Zion did the first one. We were both like coming off a sickness. So we sounded the exact same, which that's been a thing too. Mm. According to JC and other people I've talked to, me and Zion sound very similar
sometimes
when we're talking.
Yeah.
It's just how we like.
It depends on like how excited you are about it.
Yeah. And then, so we sounded very similar in that. So it was hard to tell apart, you know, who's talking when. Mm-hmm. And when me and Braden went to Shelbyville, that was the night of the Chiefs and Dolphins playoff game.
Oh, yeah.
So we were worried about that.
You guys were trying to get home?
We wanted to get home, and then on the bus ride, we managed to pull it up, and then the phone dies. So we kind of caught a bit of it, but not much.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the traveling for games can be good or bad, because it all depends on what happens in the game.
Yeah. Because sometimes the bus rides home are fun, and then other times it's like, oh, we lost tonight, like, whatever.
Yeah, it's like the games where it's like, you know, we had a big blowout win over a team that, like, we weren't expecting to go in there and blow them out. We were expecting to win, like, a close game. Those are always fun because everyone's, like, you know, up. They're, like,
yeah, exactly.
They're, like, talking and stuff. But then, like, after, like, a loss where you shouldn't have lost, it's, like...
just quiet.
It's quiet. Boys was different because with Buck, he wasn't as serious about it as what Rodgers was.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one game where Rodgers got on the bus and said, like, I don't want to hear anyone giggling, smiling. I don't want to hear anything.
Yeah.
So that was definitely different. But, I mean, basketball season was still fun.
Yeah, for sure.
Successful season for the sports department as well.
Yeah. Michael, we have one more thing to talk about, I believe. What would you tell yourself in the beginning of the year? If you could go back, let's say, you know, you're starting from scratch, you haven't learned anything yet. What are you telling yourself moving forward?
Like giving myself like advice?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell myself that I need to, you know, put in more effort when it comes to prepping for games.
Yeah.
I feel like that's been a struggle for me.
For most of us, actually.
For most. I think that's one of our problems in the sports staff that we definitely need to improve on, especially, is that we don't prep for games as well as we should.
Yeah.
I think because sometimes we just wait to look at the roster when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we need to look at it beforehand, study the names. Cause some schools, they have like a player with a really weird last name. That's like a German heritage or Russian heritage. And we don't know how to pronounce it.
Yeah.
So it's like, we need to prep for that. We need to prep stats for that.
Find out beforehand rather than.
Yeah. And like make pregame scripts for
notes and stuff.
Yeah. No, like,
I used to do that last year, but I mean, yeah, I guess you're right. When you said earlier, coming into this year, like, obviously it's a different year. We're going to lose old habits. We're going to make new ones. And I feel like, yeah, I should have kept doing that. But we'll learn from it. We still have another year to go.
Yeah. What advice would you give yourself at the beginning of the year?
I would say to take the opportunity when it's given to me. And I think you can relate to this too, because we both were, you know, asked if we wanted to step up in the sports department. Go into that director role, and I feel like we both capable of it, but as you said, we both have things that we need to work on, and I feel like if we would have just made those things a priority, we could have made more out of, you know, what we have here in radio. And I'm not complaining, like, I'm happy with where I'm at. Obviously, we're doing fun stuff in this class still. There's not any complaints, but definitely, you know, if I don't know what you want to do, you know, there in like college and stuff.
I
mean, but I think
I don't know either.
Yeah, I think sports media and more so like the film aspect of it, and like I guess content creation when it comes to sports and stuff. That's definitely a thing that I have, you know, in the back of my head. So I feel like if I would have took this more serious, then I could have got more experience, I guess, with you know, the sports media and stuff heading into college.
Yeah, I think my biggest thing, so like to go with that, it's like, you know, we were both approached with it.
Yeah,
I also was like, okay, I'm gonna be director for 1 year. Dawson was director from the end of from the second half of his junior year all the way through senior year, and now we're passing it on to Zion, who's gonna be it through his junior and senior year, which I think that could really make
a big difference in the future,
because if we have a director that's been there for a year, knows what they're doing more, then I think it'll be better than if we just have someone that's a first year director.
Yeah, and I only would have had half a semester anyway, so I mean, yeah, I guess we should have gave it to Zion either way.
Yeah, but another thing that I would have told myself is to work on other things outside of just showing up for games and broadcasting. Because I know I'm good at that. I've got that part down. I can go out there, call a basketball game like it's nothing.
Yeah.
But I need to, like, be able to do more outside of that. I need to help with video editing more, I feel like. And that's what I would have told myself at the beginning of the year, like, hey, be more involved with other parts of the station than what you are.
Yeah.
Because that can help you in the long run, especially for like getting into college if you want to continue.
Yeah,
to do
exactly.
This.
Because you have the ability and stuff to already go out there and do it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think we've covered it all. Michael, is there anything else you want to mention?
I mean, not really. This is honestly like,
let's make our own question. Heading into next year, what do you want to do before, you know, we're obviously done and graduated from, I guess, high school in general and as well as the radio program?
I mean, it sounds kind of basic, but I want to enjoy my senior year.
Yeah.
You know, like I obviously still want to do this, but I want to like enjoy everything else, you know?
Take your time with things as
well
as
like, I feel like this year kind of went by fast.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely faster than last year.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want my senior year to feel like it's flown by.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's senior year. I mean, I have senior night for football, senior night for this, during basketball season, have senior night for rugby. So it's like, I don't want to, you know, miss out on all those things. I can feel like, you know, just yesterday, oh, I was, you know, in freshman year and playing my first ever high school football game. And now it's, you know, first round of sectionals of my senior year. And I have to make, I have to step up and make a big play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those things. Or it's like
kinda
our seasons.
Like, kind of like put your name, I guess, in the rafters or whatever people say.
Yeah.
Like make a statement.
Like make a statement. Like I want my senior year to mean something.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for like me. Because I just, I want to like, you know, feel like I left high school and was like, wow, my senior year was, was great.
I think another way that, I mean, it was kind of more prominent back in like the 80s and 90s and stuff. I had like those digital cameras. And it's kind of in newspapers and old videos and stuff where they would go around like documenting what happened, I guess, in their school year. And I feel like, I mean, maybe this is just a thought for now, but I feel like next year, you know, I feel like more people are going to, at least, I don't know if more people are going to do it, but I know that it's a thought because it like trends on like TikTok and stuff where it's like, oh, you know, I have 2 weeks left in my senior year. Let me like record myself every morning or whatever. So I feel like more people are going to do that next year. And I feel like that'll be cool to see as well.
On a, yeah, and I think like the video will be better quality because it's, you know, new technology with phones.
I think, yeah, that'd be cool to see. I think we should do that for our radio. We should like document.
Honestly, we need to get a Polaroid camera.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Like document, like, you know, first football game of the season, last broadcast of the season, you know? And we just have, we're creating that next year for our senior year.
Yeah.
The memory wall for each year.
We should.
That would be pretty cool.
Or should make it like a notebook and like stick the Polaroids on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, scrapbook.
Yeah. Well, I think that's it.
I think this is it. This was a good period. We got through what we needed to get through and we talked about, you know, what we enjoyed from this year.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're going to take a short intermission and then we'll be on to seventh period, which will be the last podcast of the day. So we hope you all enjoyed this segment. You're watching 91.7 WEEM.
Now here is seventh period with the final segment.
Welcome you here to the WEEM final project podcast, where we will be recapping the year as well as previewing our futures with radio. But I'm Dawson Perrell.
I'm JC Robinette.
I'm Braden Falk.
All right, so starting off here, we're going to be talking about our favorite moments of this past year. Maybe this entire, you know, my entire WEEM career, but starting off with this past year, my favorite moment was definitely the Greenfield Central game. Unfortunately, it didn't end the way I'd like with Pendleton Heights winning, but it was still a phenomenal game and went to double overtime. It was a buzzer beater from Braylon Mullins. Braylon Mullins had like 51 points that night, and of course, a buzzer beater on top of it. So yeah, it was a pretty great game. Again, unfortunate, Pendleton Heights couldn't win, but Braden, you broadcasted the game with me, and it was pretty great. Couldn't ask for a better one.
Stud alert, basically, for Braden Mullins.
Yeah.
He got put on the stud roster. It was awesome. I don't know what to say. I mean,
and the environment, too. It was a Friday night.
I actually think that was the game that we both smacked the table when he made it.
We both. I was very mad.
The Daily News guy next to us gave me the fattest glare because you knocked his laptop off the table.
No, you did not.
I did, and I don't care because... That was definitely the maddest I've ever been. Like,
oh, I was upset. I was actually.
Really I was at upset. That game, and the crowd, like the just Greenfield the way Central. Everyone was. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, they like stormed, but it was
they stormed the court. Like they were.
Oh
like,
yeah, it was insane.
right over like
everyone in the penalty section just looked at each other in defeat after he got that buzzer beater.
I remember just seeing Peyton like Stephon Diggs after the Chiefs game, just staring off into the court.
He really did.
Yeah, it was pretty depressing. But still, definitely my favorite moment. JC?
Definitely going to have to go with just being on air. I think that the personality of people like being on air, it's funny when we mess up. Like, it's so funny. I remember one time I messed up and I stuttered so hard I couldn't even get the next song to go because I was laughing so hard. So I just think having those moments, funny moments, are really good.
I'm adding one of my best moments. Obviously, Dawson stole my thunder by taking the buzzer beater, but it was an overall good moment for either one of us. Mason Saxon had a walk-off double against Shelbyville. Very cool. And then I think it was, it was an on-air time. That's why it reminded me. It was me and Jackson and Dawson and Aiden and Ryan. We're all on
the whole sports staff.
Yeah, we were all on air basically.
Last semester, that's how it was every day.
We couldn't stop laughing or something like that. I think Ryan said something and I think I actually remember, but I'm not going to. But like, it made me start laughing. So like, I don't know. I couldn't even turn the mics off. So.
There were several moments last semester on air where like it was difficult to get through because we were laughing so hard.
I also forgot to turn off the mics one time. Yes. Like I went and got a water, came back, and the mics were on.
Yeah.
Was the next song playing?
Oh, yeah.
But the mics are just on.
Darn right they were.
Oh, uh-huh. That's, were people talking in there?
I hope not.
Probably.
That's terrible.
All right. I have to agree, though. Just that seventh period entirely last semester with Jackson, Ryan, Braden, and I, and then Aiden.
Pretty fun.
It was loud.
Fun. It was loud. But it was
you
really
could hear
fun.
Every single thing you guys were saying in the on-air room,
no,
too.
Not really.
Yes. Unless you were in like a...
If you did, it'd be.
If you did, we'd probably both be out of the school.
Okay. Well, all right.
Anyways,
then.
It was very fun. Yes, we didn't get a lot of work done, but, you know,
it was good for
chemistry.
Yeah.
I'm going to look back on that and like when I'm like 40 with like a house and a mortgage and I'm going to be like, that was good times.
You said house and a mortgage?
Never mind. With a bunch of responsibilities. Oh, okay. And I'm just going to, yeah. All right. Moving forward to what would you all tell yourselves at the start of the year. For me, I would have to say two things. First off, I would want to focus on my broadcast more. More specifically, focus on the preparation of the broadcast a bit more. Take more notes. I think that was something I struggled with, especially for football and baseball and softball, which you generally have to have more notes than basketball, just because as play-by-play, you're talking a lot for basketball. Because I just feel like overall, the quality of my broadcast when it comes to like the fun facts and the notes were down compared to last year. I think the actual audio of the game audio was up, but not the notes. So I'd tell myself that. And on top of that, maybe just being a bit more organized. I started like filling out the Google Calendar, but I started filling it out like midway through the semester.
Late. It was
pretty late. So maybe doing that at the very start of the year and continually doing that, like all the other staffs, instead of just sending out an email. But you know, overall it got better. My organizational skills. I just tell myself all those things at the very beginning.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to go with learning from the people around you, I think is really important. Learning what everybody else does. I just think it helps you improve yourself as well. And ask questions. I mean, it's important to ask questions and know how to do everything we do here. So, yeah. Braden?
Mine's try to listen to more broadcasts and obviously like learn more like techniques. Obviously, I changed my tone of voice like 75 times during a broadcast. I even used a country accent. So,
no, you did not.
Yes, I did. So I definitely would like to work on that.
Is it a good country accent by
chance?
That's
pretty good.
Okay.
Zion's grandma.
Yeah, Zion's grandma.
Did she motivate you to have
She motivated
that?
Me to be a little better.
That's some good motivation right there.
Teary-eyed me a tad bit.
No.
I want to learn a little bit more. So, like, I wouldn't necessarily re-listen to all my broadcasts, but I was trying to learn by watching like professional broadcasts, which I don't think really work as well because they're like professionals for a reason and I'm not a professional. So, yeah.
All right. We'll move forward to the biggest surprises of the year. For me, both of them involve Braden.
Oh,
my first one is Braden moving up to third on the week 2 power rankings.
Oh, I have that one on mine too.
For all of you that aren't Mr. Whitehair watching this, we have a weekly sports staff power rankings. That means the seven.
We started it 3 weeks ago.
The seven of us, right?
There's eight
Typically, Braden is
Zion, who is the director. Zion,
yeah,
hold on,
I'm in fourth.
Oh, okay.
Zion, who is the director, is kind of excluded from it because he'd get first place pretty much every week, just the amount of work he does.
Yeah.
So the seven of the other staff members are always ranked. I think it's great because it motivates
us. It actually does motivate me to do a lot more work.
Anyways, back to my point. My biggest surprise is you being third on the week two power rankings.
Who makes the decision?
There's a committee. It's a committee. So me, Braden, obviously, Lucas, Dawson, and when Mr. Whitehair is around,
or Zion. Zion's around sometimes.
Zion does come around to help, and that kind of like
so just kind of everyone that is involved.
Besides
in
like
stuff.
Ryan and Aiden,
Mr. Whitehair does get like the final say though, and he put Braden at third.
Is there someone that's just always on the bottom?
Aiden was last week. He moved all the way up to third.
Aiden and Eli.
Well, he was
been
gone
at the
for
bottom.
A hot minute, so he wasn't doing much.
That's why he was at last. Hate to say it. Yeah. But now it's Michael.
Yeah, Michael actually did.
What's new?
All right. My second one about Braden is we did a podcast this past week about picking our most underrated player in the NBA. And Braden, you surprisingly put Jaden Ivey. Jaden Ivey, of course, a Purdue graduate, probably my favorite player in the NBA. Braden, you love to hate on the man, but when we were making our list of the most underrated players, you put Jaden Ivey. And I was both proud and surprised.
I actually said this before. You just must not have heard it. I'm feeling very sympathetic. I don't know why, but I don't know. It needs to be a little bit. I need to be more nice. So decided to be a little bit more nice.
A little bit nicer to professional athletes. Is that on your bucket list? Is that your goal?
Not necessarily, because I'm still going to be very, very rude to them.
Yeah.
As they get paid millions to be yelled at. But yeah,
that's true.
Another one of mine is definitely going to have to be Michael actually doing something that I ask him to do, because that does not happen very often.
That's why he's last.
How often does it actually happen?
It's very rare occasions. Maybe like once in a blue moon. It's not very often.
A blue moon.
I don't know, actually.
It's just saying,
like,
Braden.
Pause. Out of like five times I ask him to do something, he might actually do something one time.
Braden, are you looking up how often is a blue moon?
No.
So, I appreciate that Braden reports his legal IDs and James.
So actually, she's saying once in every 33 months, Michael does his work.
33 months.
Basically, that sounds about right.
It happens.
So just never in we
41 yeah. times per century. So, every 100 years, he does 41 pieces of work.
I don't think you did the math right there. But
that's Google on you, not me. But back to me, because I'm just greatest. Obviously, I had moving up to the final three or top three in the power rankings because, you know, I don't do work. Work's not me. I'm not work.
At least you're honest.
We don't equal up. Math's not there also. So and then Dawson being relieved of his duties. I don't want to say he was my mentor
because
he taught me nothing. Yeah, but no offense. You didn't
fill him
much.
In. You just said
relieved
of
his duties
as
sports director. I don't want to say you're my mentor, obviously. No offense. You didn't teach me a whole lot.
I know that.
Yeah.
It was no point.
So obviously didn't teach me a lot, but I was surprised because I felt like you were actually doing what you're supposed to. And then I was
locked in for the past couple weeks.
You do know that every director like got relieved of their duties and the new ones came in at the same time, right?
Actually, let me rephrase this.
Okay.
It's my first year in Weem. So like, as I was saying,
okay,
when Zion came in here, he actually started doing like more organization. So that's why I was kind of surprised.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess I obviously wasn't surprised by that because I actually knew it was coming. I knew that it was a thing. But Zion's probably better than me at organizing.
100%?
Yeah, 100%.
That's not a question.
But I do get what you're saying by like the last couple of weeks I was sports director. For some reason, I locked in.
You were locked in. I wanted to consider a mentor. Yeah.
All right.
Wanted to go out with a bang, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I wanted to end it on a good note.
Yeah.
All right. For the last part here, I'm going to be talking about my future plans, of course, as the only senior in our group of three here. I'll be talking about what I want to do after graduating Pendleton Heights, leaving Weem, a better place, hopefully. but I'm going to be going to Ball State for video production is going to be my major. Originally, I wanted to go to sports production, which the only way to major in sports production is to get into SportsLink, which is their version of what we have here, except on a bigger scale, meaning, you know, they do bigger broadcasts, more video stuff, but they do pretty much everything we do. They do video, they do podcasts, they do everything. Unfortunately, I didn't get in. It was a record-breaking year of amount of applications with 100 plus, so I think only about 19 or so got selected. So unfortunately, didn't make the cut, but I emailed a CT, Chris Taylor, who the director of SportsLink, right after I got the word back. And yeah, he followed up and said, thanks for reaching out. You're number one on the waiting list. So say someone drops out or say someone doesn't like it after their first couple of weeks, I can maybe step up and take their place. But if not, I'll reapply my sophomore year because that is a possibility and then hopefully get in. But yeah, pretty excited. Braden, you've had your hand up for a little while now. What's your question?
So you said more like bigger broadcasts. What I hear on ESPN?
You could. ESPN Plus. It's not like ESPN, the actual channel. But yeah, ESPN Plus, they do like men's volleyball games. Because you know ESPN Plus does like a ton of pretty random broadcasts. It has a lot of random broadcasts. Like college broadcasts that are just kind of, I don't know. Like volleyball. Stupid. That's where you can find like
feel bad.
Okay, let's be nice.
That's where
I wasn't directing at the volleyball, I swear.
That's where you can find like college games being broadcasted that aren't on national TV. So like, you know, some baseball games, some softball games, like the smaller ones aren't gonna be nationally televised. The volleyball games, tennis, I don't know, stuff like that. So they Ball State, yes, they do the ESPN Plus broadcast for like their men's volleyball. Women's volleyball, I'm guessing. But men's volleyball, I guess, is very football? Big there. I guess Ball State men's volleyball is like 10th in the nation.
Yeah, they were really good. I watched them beat Hawaii.
It's fun to watch. I went to a game to Shadow not too long ago, and I had to guard the camera. I was shadowing, and they were like, here, stand in front of this camera so make sure there was no balls that hit it, because they're all practicing.
That's crazy.
And it's like missiles. It is like scary. They hit them so fast.
So would you ever broadcast a football game? Would you ever broadcast a football game?
Yes, I have. What are you talking
would
about?
You ever at Ball State?
I think he means it. Yeah, I think he means
yes,
it Ball State.
I would.
Chimani.
That's okay, a random Brandon. Question. Threw me off. But yeah, that's all the time we have. We're over even. We're overachievers out here. We're 13 minutes.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. For Brandon Folk, JC Robinette, I'm Dawson Peril. Hope you all enjoyed. You're watching the Final Project podcast on 91.7 WEEM.